Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As we all know by now, the sky lit up last night around 8:10, a brilliant flash, and then a boom. And that left people in Michigan and across the upper Midwest wondering, what was that?
I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I saw a flash of light, and I thought, my neighbor lives next door. She's 90 years old, and I thought it came from her window. So I got several neighbors in the community in an uproar thinking that it was something in her house, only to later find out it was a comet.
Well, it was just a flash, like a flash of lightning, and then kind of a roaring, gentle roaring for a bit.
And then all of a sudden we saw this big green flash that kind of looked like lightning. So we were like, what the heck was that? And we were joking, we're like, was it an alien or what was it?
Initially I thought it was thunder, but it knew it couldn't be thunder because there wasn't the right kind of weather for it.
Thought for a second it was like the power box flashing or something, or maybe a lightning strike. Checked outside, didn't see anything, so we just kind of brushed it aside. Then on Twitter, we saw later that everyone was commenting that there might have been a meteor.
And yes, it was a meteor. Exactly what does that mean, and might we find any pieces on the ground? Mike Hanke is an amateur meteorite hunter with the American Meteor Society. Glad to have you with us, Mike. We've heard terms like fireball and bolide being used. I've never heard that term, bolide. What's the official name for what happened?
A bolide is a rare type of fireball meteor. Most people have never heard the word before either. And the first time I heard the word, I was like, what is that word? What it really means is that it's a fireball that exploded in what they call a terminal flash. But, you know, some smaller meteors will just kind of burn out or fade out versus like this bolide type of meteor has a crescendo of brightness and then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and it's this giant ball and then it goes in this huge flash. And then it's out. And that's a fragmentation event. And it's, you know, not always, but generally it's a sign that something survived to the ground. And when these things happen, there's thousands of meteorites, individual meteorites from this body that break apart in that explosion.
That's fascinating. So that brilliant flash, it was basically saying, all right, I'm about burning up, re-entering the Earth's atmosphere, and then that's it?
It's a release of a massive amount of energy that's sort of compiled as the event took place. The rock just can't handle it anymore, and all the energy just releases in the form of heat and light and this, you know, force on the rock that causes this explosion.
And that 2.0 magnitude earthquake that was reported by the U.S. Geological Society, how does that fit into this?
It's all a phrasing. I think it's a stretch, personally, to say this meteor caused an earthquake, just because the connotation and the meaning that people walk away from that are thinking that, like, plates are actually moving in the Earth, or that the meteor struck the Earth with such force that it caused this earthquake and the Earth to crack. So meteors that penetrate the atmosphere, deep into the atmosphere, will leave a record on the seismic recording station that the U.S. Geological Service operates. And that's one of the signs that we use to determine if meteorites survived and where even those meteorites could be, because you can actually triangulate. If you have three stations that all record it, you can kind of figure out where the event took place.
Gotcha. So it was like the boom from that recorded as a 2.0 on its sensors.
These things can have energy release that's excessive of like the Hiroshima bomb. They're releasing tons of TNT when they explode. And the larger the object is, the more energy that's being released. And so this airburst comes across the atmosphere and then eventually hits the ground around maybe a 50 or so mile radius around where the event happened. And that actually does cause the ground to shake, causes houses to shake and windows to rattle. And that's what's being recorded on those sensors.
How large do you think this piece of meteor was?
I would guess that it was over 1 meter and probably in the like 1 to 3 meter size range.
So what would that be in like a real object?
You know, bigger than a grocery cart and smaller than a minivan.
And then could there be fragments to be found?
There could definitely be fragments to be found, but there's really only one way to know if meteorites survived, and that's to go look.
Are we right to be kind of excited about this? Is this a pretty rare occurrence?
It is a rare occurrence. A meteorite recovery in the U.S. happens per year 0 times to like maybe 4 times in a great year. Last year, we had 0 meteorite recoveries in the U.S. There was 1 in Canada. The year before, we had 3. The year before that, we had 1. And the 3 years before that, we had 0. So every time there's a meteorite fall and there's, you know, an opportunity to recover fragments from it is very special. very rare and doesn't come around that often.
And it gives us that sense that there is something very big out there that we have yet to learn a lot about.
It's always a reminder of our delicate place in the solar system.
Mike Hanke, amateur meteorite hunter with the American Meteor Society. Thank you so much for talking with us, Mike.
Thank you.